Let's spend some time now talking about cancer, and then we'll open up some phone calls later. This has been, you know, something that has raced through this world, raced through this country at a all-time high. You know, it's the reason for the death rates in this country. How much of it, in your opinion, Ed, you're not a doctor, is attributable to this contaminated monkey virus from the 50s?
A huge portion of it. And let me frame it this way. We all associate lung cancer with cigarettes at this point. Right. But when Dr. Alt-Noschner was in medical school, he was woken up in the middle of the night to go down and observe an autopsy on a man who had lung cancer because it was said that it was so rare that he would probably not see another case in his medical career. I mean, that's how rare cancer used to be. And we have 300% more cancer than our grandparents did. And why, you know? And I think I can point to, just in the statistics, about 60% of our current epidemic. And the reason it's soft tissue is that all the various cells in the body do not reproduce at the same rate. The things that reproduce the fastest, one is the brain cells and the neuroglia. One is the skin cells, you know, the reproductive tissues. And the lymph system is cleaning out the entire body. So these are the cells that are turning over fastest. And because of that, they're more likely to hit that 1 in 200 number that I was talking about
now,
earlier.
You said it's sexually transmittable, but does it also transmit to the fetus? And does that baby carry it into their adult life, the cancer virus?
I have seen studies by MDs on this, which say they are finding it in second-generation grandchildren of the polio vaccine recipients.
Oh, my.
This SV40 thing.
So it carries on.
Yes. And the people who got it worse, frankly, were the people that got the syringe. Because what happens there is you're injecting this thing straight into the blood supply.
Yes.
Okay, as opposed to the sugar cube, because your intestines and stuff provides a barrier there. And so you don't get as much of it. You don't get the same exact stuff. But the people that got the syringe, which are my brother and sister, both got cancer.
At what point? What onset in their life?
My sister's 40th birthday. So that she got it when she was about 10 plus 30 years of incubation, right there at 40. And my brother, his started showing up late 40s, early 50s. Yeah. He had skin cancer. She had breast cancer. It's the big problem. It's the, you know, elephant in the living room that nobody's talking about.
You know what? I don't even know if they have a polio vaccine anymore. Do they even need it?
Well, would they have it if they didn't need it? Probably. they do have one. They've recently switched back to this inactivated strategy, but they have better technology today than they had back then. You know, and then there's the whole issue of vaccines in the first place, which is like another show in itself. But they, I even have an article from the New York Times which says the they were withdrawing the polio vaccine, this is back in the 60s, until a monkey virus could be removed from it. You know, it's not on page one. It's buried back in the thing. So you see these little chunks of evidence, but what you don't see is the media asking serious questions about this.
There were a lot of people who knew about this contamination problem, and they didn't say anything.
That's right, but this operation with the radiation in New Orleans was more like a medical Manhattan Project. I mean, that was a very tightly controlled group, and what we find, it's set up in 1960. We find Sarah Stewart, who's the person that discovers the cancer-causing virus. She suddenly, weird career move, she suddenly transfers from the National Cancer Institute over to the U.S. Public Health Service, which would put her in a position to be administratively in charge of this facility, meaning that
they bought her off.
She had the power to quarantine the city if something went wrong.
Right. This could be one of the biggest scandal stories I've ever heard, Ed.
Well, I think it is. I can't imagine anything bigger. You know, I mean, this affects the health and safety of everybody. And it's a story that's so bad, frankly, that a lot of people don't even want to go there.